Grape Juice Company presents lovely Irene Rich in Dear John.
Marge, I'm glad it's you who's on a reducing diet. I'd sure hate to do without all those tempting foods.
Oh, it isn't so hard. Remember, I'm following the easy Welch way.
Yes, the Welch way certainly does make reducing easier. No strict diet lists, no strenuous exercises, no drugs. And yet, the Welch way really works. Actually, intelligent, cooperative people who faithfully followed Dr. Frederick Damrow's instructions lost an average of 7 pounds a month. 7 pounds. Amazing results, sworn to before a notary public. And listen how easy it is to lose weight this proved way. Just mix 3/4 glass of Welch's grape juice with 1/4 glass water and drink before meals and at bedtime. This remarkable action follows. First, you have less desire to eat sweet, fattening foods, thus cutting down caloric intake. Second, the natural dextrose in Welch's grape juice is quickly consumed, and by this process actually helps nature consume excess fat. No drugs, no strenuous exercises, and you needn't suffer a hungry moment. So, right now, when lightweight summer clothes make your extra weight more noticeable, why not start the easy, thrilling Welch way of reducing? Start tomorrow. And now, Book 4, Letter 48, to Dear John.
Dear John, here we are in England, safe and sound. The trip was really quite uneventful. Our last night out, I went to my cabin early to pack. That finished, I tried to read, but a restlessness seemed to grip me. I tried to pretend to myself that I didn't know what it was. But I did, John. I knew. I was afraid Niles Novak would knock at my door and we'd have another scene. So I went out on deck. Everything was white and cloudy around me. The throbbing of the ship's engines was throttled down now to a slower pace than usual. The ship's rail was barely discernible. As I felt my way along to a spot far from the gangway, my thoughts were of Michael, Carol, and Noah. How long before I'd be back again at Stonycrest? The fog was so thick. I don't know how long I'd been standing there when...
Is that you?
Yes. Is that you, David?
Yes.
I thought you'd gone to bed long ago.
Oh, couldn't sleep.
Neither could I. Trying to peer through that fog?
No. I guess my thoughts were, though.
I know. Trying to pierce the fog and get through to your loved ones in America.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to do the same thing, only my heart's turned towards England, my loved ones being there.
David, how do you account for the abject cruelty and ambition of some?
There's no more accounting for that than there is for the story in the Bible about the angel Lucifer and his black angels who became jealous of God. They were kicked out of heaven, weren't they? But all the angels weren't bad. They were mighty fine angels who believed in God and stuck with him. And so, I believe in every country of this world there are some fine people. People like you and me who believe in God's omnipotence. People who are sticking to God and believe that the day of harvest is coming when the wheat will be separated from the chaff. And once more there'll be peace on earth to all men of goodwill.
I like your philosophy, David. It's sound.
You know, I think you just get me started just to hear me ramble on and on. That sounds a very guilty laugh.
This fog seems to be getting thicker and thicker.
Blessed fog.
You Britishers love fog, don't you?
You'll learn to love it too, young woman, when once you get to London. Yes, it's good for the complexion.
So I've heard.
A fifth.
Hmm?
When you get to London, how are you going to start looking for your sister?
I don't know yet.
I heard Novak tell you at dinner tonight that he'd go to his brother-in-law and get things in motion for the search.
I know he did.
But you'd rather not have him do this, am I right?
You're right. I'd rather get my bearings first.
And you'd rather not put yourself under any more obligations to Niles Novak. That's it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Oh, David, I know it sounds silly, but I don't... Well, somehow I wish it had been you who'd given up your cabin to bunk with Captain Daly and you who'd found me on deck that night of the storm instead of Niles. Or else I wish he had a wife and six children in London that he was going home to.
Well, I tell you, Faith, I don't think it would make any difference to Novak if he had two wives and 12 children. What are you laughing at?
He said almost those very same words himself.
You see, I'm right then. Why, I haven't seen a man so head over heels about a woman since I was courting Amy.
Were you the kind of man who wouldn't take no for an answer to?
Must have been. She married me.
Hmm. Well, I'm not going to marry Niles Novak.
Has he asked you?
Asked me? My dear David, he just tells me I'm going to.
Hmm. Caveman tactics, eh?
Well, no, not exactly.
But you're afraid it might turn into something like that.
I don't know, David. And the truth of it is, I don't want to hurt him. I like him an awful lot.
But you love Michael Murray.
Yes, I do.
Tell me something, Faith. If it weren't for Murray, if he weren't in the picture...
Oh, but Michael is, David. He's very definitely in the picture of my life.
That isn't what I asked you, my dear.
If it weren't for Michael, you asked if I could care for Niles.
Yes.
I don't know, David. I really don't know. Well, John, we docked early the next morning, and by early afternoon had reached London. Remember, I didn't accept David's invitation to stay with him immediately, so he said goodbye to me at the station, and I was left alone with Niles. Well, Niles drove me to several of the better-known hotels, but there were simply no accommodations to be had. I had a feeling somehow that Niles was laughing at me when he said...
Babe, I know a grand place for a spot of tea. I think if we talk to her nicely, the woman who runs the establishment might put you up for a few days. She's been known to take in lodgers.
All right. And, John, almost before I knew it, Niles was ushering me into one of the loveliest gardens I've ever seen. Great trees cast their long, late afternoon shadows on the velvety green lawn which sloped gently down to the Thames. I caught my breath at the beauty of this pastoral scene, and we were not so very far from the heart of London. I looked up at Niles. Now he was laughing at me.
Do you like it?
Oh, Niles, it's heavenly. But surely these people don't take in lodgers.
A little old lady runs it. I think I can persuade the Empress to take you in.
The Empress?
Mm-hmm. That's our pet name for her. Come on, I see her over there.
Where? I don't see anyone.
You will in a minute. I see a little lace cap. She always wears little lace caps. Come on. Didn't make any noise. I'm going to sneak up behind her and put my hands over her eyes. Guess who it is?
Niles. It couldn't be anyone but Niles.
That is always, Empress.
Oh, come around here and let me look at you.
Yes, Your Majesty. Well, do I pass muster?
When did you get in?
This morning, right in London about 3 hours ago.
And why haven't I seen you before this?
Come here, Faith. This is the reason, Empress.
Well, she's a very beautiful reason. Where'd you meet her?
We crossed together on the Star of Sumatra. Madam Empress, may I present Mrs. Faith Chandler.
How do you do, my dear?
How do you do?
Sit down, Mrs. Chandler. Niles, go in and tell Smith to bring our tea and muffins or toast or whatever you want for the two of you. I've had mine.
Righto. And I told Faith that maybe I could persuade you to put her up here for a few days. We haven't been able to find hotel accommodations for her yet.
I think it could be arranged.
I thought you'd say that. Make yourself at home, Dave.
You thought I'd say that. You knew very well I would say that. As though anyone could ever refuse Niles anything. Oh, I'm happy he's back home again. Safe and well. He's a fine boy. Like his father. His grandfather.
Oh, you knew his father and his grandfather.
What? Did I know them? I should say I knew them. Didn't Niles tell you about me?
Well, he told me that we were coming here for tea and that sometimes you took in lodgers. But I think I know who you are now. You're his grandmother.
Yes. Ah, oh, that boy.
Smith saw us and I didn't have to go to the house.
So, you told Mrs. Chandler I took in lodgers.
Of course, Empress. That was the only way I could get her here.
Niles, how could you do this to us? It's embarrassing to meet your grandmother like this.
Don't let it be, my dear. If Niles wants you to stay with us, you'll stay with us.
I know,
Tut, 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 tut. When you know Niles better, you learn when he wants something, he gets it. No matter how many times you say no, he doesn't hear it. So you might just as well give in and get it over with.
A few minutes ago, you heard how people who follow Dr. Damrow's directions lost an average of 7 pounds a month. Now, I hope you noticed the grape juice used in Dr. Damrow's amazing reducing method was genuine Welch's grape juice. And you know, Welch's has a superbly delicious flavor. Welch's is made from choicest grapes grown in selected vineyards. Table quality grapes that are fully ripened, with the different vintages scientifically blended to give you uniform deliciousness. Welch's never tastes thin or watery. It's so full-bodied, it still has a glorious richness of flavor if ice or water is added. No wonder an independent survey reveals that Welch's grape juice is 6 times as popular as any other brand. For real economy, for uniform, rich deliciousness, get genuine Welch's grape juice.
Honestly, John, I was never so embarrassed in my life meeting Niles' grandmother that way. But Niles just laughed at me. His grandmother, too. However, I am staying here for a few days, but only until I can find accommodations elsewhere. And so, until next time, dear John, always yours, Faith.
The Welch Grape Juice Company invites you to join Miss Irene Rich and Company next week at this same hour. For another chapter of Dear John. Get a copy of Movie Radio Guide magazine next Wednesday from your news dealer for more pictures of lovely Irene Rich. Her announcer is Herb Allen.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.
Do you waste minutes preparing refreshing summer drinks for your guests? Well, here's a delicious, distinctively different thirst quencher you can mix in just 5 seconds. Here's all you do. Into tall glasses containing lots of cracked ice, mix ginger ale and Welch's grape juice, half and half. A deliciously different drink with the tang and sparkle of ginger ale, plus the full-bodied grape flavor of Welch's. A 5-second recipe that's economical and easy to mix, and that's bound to make a big hit with your guests.